Brennan Town Musicians by sculptor Gayheart Marx. It is based on a fairy tale by the Grimm brothers. He was a leading European artist who lived in Germany from 1889 to 1981. He associated with the Expressionists as a form master of the ceramic workshop in the Bauhaus in Berlin. He, along with other Expressionists, was designated and degraded by Adolf Hitler as a degenerate artist. Many of his sculptures were melted down to make ammunition for World War II. Synopsis of the folktale The Brennan Town Musicians by Grimm Brothers. The donkey, hound, cat, and rooster, all past their prime, banded together to go to Brennan to live and become musicians. The first night on the road, they found a lighted cabin that was occupied by robbers about to eat a meal. The hound jumped on the back of the donkey, the cat on top of the hound, and the rooster flew to the cat's head to look in the window. Seeing the robbers, the donkey brayed like a banshee. The hound howled like a wolf. The cat yelled in a high pitch, and the rooster crowed, cock-a-doodle-doo. Scared of the demons, the robbers fled. Later, after the animals had bedded for the night, the robbers returned only to be scratched and spit on by the cat, bit by the hound, pecked on by the rooster, and kicked out the door by the donkey. These four homeless musicians decided to make the cabin their own. Have you heard this story before? The town of Brennan in Germany commissions Marx to do this sculpture because the Grimm brothers brought so much business to the town. It was erected in the town square. Close your eyes. Listen to the music made by the birds and the other animals found in the garden. What sounds do you hear? Try to ignore the human sounds made by the close proximity to the highway. Listen again for sounds when you are farther into the garden. This is the only sculpture Mr. Bradley helped picked out for the garden. What does that tell you about the type of art he liked? While most of the other sculptures in the garden are abstract, this one is representational. It was also one of the oldest sculptures in the garden, dating back to 1951. The artist Georgia O'Keeffe was visiting Mrs. Bradley one day, and they were sitting in the dining room. Look behind you at the windows in the house. She said there must have been five musicians. Sitting proudly on top of the rooster was a big black crow.